Welcome to the teaching ministry of Joyce Meyer. This teaching is titled, The Battle Belongs to the Lord.
Father, we thank you for the word tonight. You're teaching us that you will fight our battles, that we don't have to go around fighting something all the time, that we can spend our time with you and you'll fight our battles for us. So we thank you for teaching us more tonight. In Jesus' name, amen. I want to greet everybody in the overflow, and I would say that I'm sorry you're in the overflow, but I'm not, because I'm really glad the building is this full that we have to have people in overflow. And I don't believe that you will miss anything. I think God will not only give you what's going on here, but you'll also get the overflow. However, we do want to welcome you and encourage you to not let being over there discourage you about coming back tomorrow. Just get here a little bit earlier, and then you'll get one of the seats that one of these people have, and they'll have to be over there. Amen? So you have a good time over there. Psalm 27:4 says, one thing have I asked of the Lord, and that will I seek after. Now, seek is a very strong word. It means to crave, pursue, and go after with all your might. What are you seeking in your life? Are you seeking God passionately, or just kind of got this ho-hum relationship with God? Is he the main thing in your life, or is he a sideline in your life? Is it a Sunday morning thing, or is he in your Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, and back to Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday? Do you only let him into certain things in your life, or is all of your life open to him? Is your money available? Would you let him disturb your entertainment? Would you let him speak to you about the kinds of friends that you have? How about the way that you talk, or the way that you think, or even the way that you dress, maybe? I think that we need to let God be involved in every area of our life. We have an intimate relationship available to us. We can have close fellowship with God. I hope that you understand how exciting that is. If I said, how would you like to have a close relationship with some well-known person that you admire? I mean, you would get so excited. I mean, I'm not even really all that important, and I'll have people stand in line 3 hours to get me to sign a book. I wouldn't stand in line 3 hours to get me to sign a book. Nor would I stand in line 2 or 3 hours to get a picture with me or to shake my hand. I wouldn't do that. But when you help people, they love you, and they want to meet you. Well.